Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Aired on radio. Sir, the airing of said announcements on Radio Law Doctor.
Hi, my name.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to the third and final hour, hanging out with Denise, Todd, myself, Fred Penny, and our producer, Cal Hunter. This is Radio Law Talk, 855 Law Radio, 855-529-7234. Check out our social media. Pretty much just type in Radio Law Talk. You'll get most of our social media on most of the platforms. But we do use Instagram more than anything, so go ahead and go to Instagram, Radio Law Talk, and go to RadioLawTalk.com to see our website. By the way, I forgot to tell you guys, excuse me, we're revamping our website. And it's almost done. I think it'll go live within the next few weeks. We're going to have a new website. And, I like the old one, but they said it's just time for a fresh look. And so we're going to do a fresh look just for the heck of it.
Sounds like fun.
Well, that way it's going to be a picture of me instead of the front. I'm going to be more to my side.
A profile picture.
Yeah, oh, nice.
Oh, I thought you were just going to be showing off your shoulder with that fresh look.
I think the picture ought to be Fred hanging out of a jet, a la Tom Cruise from Mission Impossible.
No, it's a Putin picture. Yeah. He'll be on riding the jet like a horse with no shirt on. That's what it's going to be.
That would be awesome, Fred. Yes.
No, it includes my co-hosts. I mean,
are we going to do a photo shoot?
No, we're not going to do the one. We're not going to stand by each other. You're going to be in there. It's going to be right near it, but you'll wait and see it. It's going to be a surprise.
Fred took the pictures of us with his iPhone and then ran it through a couple of Photoshop.
I used the.
I think you have a mustache and I have eyeliner. And
you have horns.
And horns, yeah.
No, use it like those little apps you use that put stuff on your face.
Yeah. So
that's what we're going to do. But no, we're excited for that. So go to RadioLawTalk.com. But again, go to our Instagram. Or if you want to email us, info@radiolawtalk.com. Again, info@radiolawtalk.com. We're going to talk about some interesting things this hour, but remember, we're talking about general topics of law. We're not giving legal advice. Seek counsel. We're going to talk about Marilyn Manson lawsuit, Sarah Palin's latest issues coming up, and we're going to talk about Naira. She was an actress for Glee. She drowned in a California lake, and it's a very interesting case and a bizarre case. I'm going to tell you why it's bizarre, and we're going to talk about the latest lawsuits there. But what we're talking about is the most important thing. Wait a minute. The most important thing that we have this third hour, Denise, is
quick takes.
Quick takes. At the end, we always like to do a quick take, which is, look, you've heard 3 hours of us talking, and we've got some cool stuff we talked about. But, you know, you'd only remember a few things, right? And so we're going to throw out each of us just a blurb so you can remember that during the week, and we really appreciate it. Cal, will you roll case?
Yeah, who knows? Am I going to charge out of this one?
To play case or no case.
Yay!
A charge out of this one, Todd. Experiments carried out by Martin Fleischmann and Stanley Pons claim to have solved a long-sought solution to energy production. At the University of Utah in 1989, they claimed to have created cold fusion, in effect, in a desktop device, like a test tube, so to speak. The amount of press their claims generated was incredible, and so were the offers to people who wanted to cash in on this amazing technology. The reality is that cold fusion is essentially using the energy of the sun to create electricity like a nuclear reaction, but with no heat. Enter into the picture giant Westinghouse and its founder, George Westinghouse. He said put on a live public demonstration, and I'll pay you $5 million in cash for your technology to license it and pay you a lifetime royalty. So they agreed, and they set up the demonstration. Westinghouse footed all of the expenses for the new lab equipment, and then on to the big day. Well, it turns out that the chemist's findings weren't really replicated at this in air quotes, demonstration. And the aging Mr. Westinghouse, who had put himself and his company's future on the line there, was furious. He called his legal team and asked if he might have cause for action against Fleischman and Pons and Utah State University, or the University of Utah, excuse me, because he said they all guaranteed their technology was functional and Westinghouse needed this. So we put up the upfront costs and the amount of money because without it, we won't have a means of generating electricity. We're not going to go back to fossil fuels. We're going to go cold fusion. So now it was cold fusion or nothing, and it was nothing. So, is it Utah? Case or no case?
Yes, it is me. It is me also, the case of Utah cold fusion. Interesting that we would be a Utah case with cold fusion is on the break. Fred and I, and we were discussing, for some reason, the weather in Utah. It's going to be a balmy 19 degrees this week. So no shocker that it would be cold fusion out of Utah.
And it will generate its own electricity.
Yes,
apparently.
Yes, its own electricity out there. Wow, this sounds awesome. And, you know, cold fusion, energy without heat, that has been the unicorn of the energy industry for as long as there's been an energy industry.
That's right.
And why anybody would guarantee that it could happen and why Westinghouse would think, I'm going to put all my eggs in that basket, given that it's never worked up to that point. That's a good story, Cal, but it's not a case. No case.
Okay, Denise, what do you think about this cold fusion trying to catch the miraculous genie in the bottle, which, by the way, there's a today reason why cold fusion is back in the news. We'll talk about that later. But, Denise, what do you think, case or no case?
No case, because cold fusion's back in the news, and it made you think of using it as a topic. And what would be interesting as a big company investing in a bad idea that didn't work. And I say no case.
Well, fine. Mr. Penny, what do you say about this?
We've been around each other for how long, Denise? We've met each other for a long time, haven't we?
I don't know.
I don't remember, but it's a long time, and we've worked on cases the other.
More than
it's
20.
It's like exactly what you said was in my mind. it's scary. I'm going to tell my wife, you tell Mike, and it's like, hey, this is getting really weird, because whatever she thinks, I thought too, and it's telling you. And that's exactly the words you said were exactly. The minute Cal said, it's in the news, and I'm going to talk about it, I go, he made it up. Cal, that was a good story, and it was all made up. And guess what? The positive thing about this, Cal, if all three of us are wrong, because we all did the same thing, we say it's no case.
I get 2 points.
You get 3 points.
Oh, three. One against each of
us. Here we go, Cal. Tell us.
Well, Denise, get your pen ready. Get your pen ready. Put it right down there by Cal's name and put zero. No case. Now, the thing in Utah did happen. It's a true story. Westinghouse and others did put up a lot of money to try to see if this technology would work because, as Todd said, that is the genie in a bottle, the unicorn that everybody was hoping and praying for. But guess who is now reinvestigating cold fusion?
Okay, wait, it's got to be like Elon Musk or one of the big guys that are...
Amazon.
One of the big companies, big...
Todd, what do you think? One extra point for getting this one right?
I don't know. I bet it's somebody who's married and divorced who's basing cold fusion on the experience thereof. But go on. I have no idea.
I'm going to say Elon Musk. Say someone.
If it was anybody, I'd say it was Elon Musk.
Right. And I'm just going to say Bezos, just for fun.
Yeah.
Well, here's what I'm going to say. It is Google.
Wow.
Google is said to be reinvestigating cold fusion, looking into it and seeing, because, you know, if it would ever work, it would solve. I mean, you could have one in your garage.
You know, if anybody's going to discover it, it's going to be just Google. If they have the best search engine.
Yeah, I mean, just think we go from, you know, water running out of the mountains and turning a turbine to cold fusion. Man, the technology just moving. We'll be back after this. We're going to talk about Marilyn Manson, Sarah Palin, and more.
Stay tuned. I bet there's much more Radio Law Talk coming up right here on your local radio station and, of course, on radio. Don't go away.
This is Radio Law Talk. The commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800.
Remember, Radio Law Talk is available 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations coast to coast.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right...
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is the best show ever. Who told you that?
It's time for more Radio Law Talk with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and your host, Frederick Penny. Frederick Penny. Frederick Penny.
Look, at least we're going to win an award for the best kitty bumps. I know I bring it up all the time. Yeah, we got to find out.
if there's such an award. If
there's not a category.
We're going to make it.
We can make the. We can tell them we want a category for that, please.
Best kitty bumps. That's exactly right. But, you know, we're going to talk about, speaking of kitty bumps, not that that has anything to do with this, those of you who listen to our show, usually our demographic, we do have younger people that listen to it, but the majority of people are probably 45 and older. Not a lot of them probably know who Marilyn Manson is, or if they do, they don't know about him. And he is a singer and has had a number of hits, and apparently there's some issues going on. I think, Todd, you wanted to talk about Marilyn Manson. He dresses gothic is the word, right? And gothic means black, dark, whatever.
Yeah, and his public persona, his branding, if you will, isn't always – he doesn't look like anything in his branding when you see him. Pictures are taken of him without the makeup and without everything on. So, yeah, kudos to you to being able to go out in the public and not being mobbed because nobody knows what you look like without all the garb on. And he's had very successful music catalog. The only problem with him is – I could not think, just hearing the name Marilyn Manson, of any song that I was familiar with. But then when I go and listen to some of the songs I see off a list, like, oh, yeah, I recognize that song and this song and this song. I just didn't know it was Marilyn Manson that did them. But if you are familiar with the, let's see, I think it was HBO show, Westworld. Star in that is Evan Rachel Wood. She is one of the stars. And she was a partner of Marilyn Manson for a period of time. Evan Rachel Wood is in an upcoming documentary coming out on HBO. It's scheduled to debut on March 15th, but after all of these allegations, I'll be curious to see if that happens, because in the documentary, Evan Rachel Wood makes some very damaging allegations about Marilyn Manson, claiming that she was the victim of rape and sexual abuse and all that at his hands. In a music video, one of his that she was in 2007, she claims that she was essentially assaulted during that video, and that there you can watch
filmed.
The video, and it was filmed, and it's part of the music video, and she has all of these claims, and Wood is also responsible for and has been a driving force behind the Phoenix Act, which is a piece of legislation that extends the statute of limitations for domestic violence abuse sufferers in the state of California. And so it was following her rise as her claims being a victim and how she was a public advocate for getting the change to the statute of limitations in DV law. Well, Marilyn Manson now has come out and has filed a lawsuit against Evan Rachel Wood saying, yeah, all that stuff that she claimed about me, not true. And his lawsuit details with allegations of things that Wood had done. For example, he claims that Wood and a few others encouraged other folks to come forward with claims of abuse, gave him a checklist of 21 different items so that they keep their story straight. Marilyn Manson claims that Wood and another, what he claims, a co-conspirator, a woman by the last name of Gore, created a fake document alleging that he was the subject of an FBI investigation, and that that document was used by Wood in the state of Tennessee on a child visitation, child custody issue, to show that because he was under investigation, the kids should remain with her and not with him. And the claim is that document is 100% completely false. Which, if that allegation is true alone,
that's a federal felony.
It is. It is. Procuring and creating a false document to be relied on for its evidentiary value by the court, that is not good for Wood. And
isn't it like impersonating an FBI official, too?
Yes. And so this is this lawsuit that Marilyn Manson filed to defend himself. And you ask yourself, what damages has he suffered? On the allegations alone from Evan Rachel Wood before Manson filed his lawsuit, he was dropped by his record label.
Yeah, a lot of damages.
And that's affecting him. And just the monetary damages to him, I think it would be easy for him to establish. If it's, in fact, the case that Wood's claims are untrue and Manson's claims are true. So the documentary is going to come out. you're going to see, if they still air it, they're going to see what the allegations are. Right now, you know, HBO's going, well, what sort of liability can we get into by airing this if it's not true, given the fact that a case that we covered a couple of weeks ago, Netflix is in hot water for one line in The Queen's Gambit, which referred to an actual female Russian chess champion as having, quote, never faced male competition, when in fact she had. And what's she seeking in that lawsuit?
$5 million.
$5 million for one line in a movie. All right, that turned out to be not true, and it's defamatory. Can you wonder if HBO is going, well, if we air this documentary that he's claiming the entire kit and caboodle is not true.
But was that a movie or a series, that whole Queen's Gambit
thing? It was a seven-episode miniseries,
yeah.
I think.
I'm just thinking that they needed to get more traction out of that than for just a film for $5 million. But still, it's interesting how just allegations now change the world, because Fred's always saying, innocent unless proven guilty, you know. And here we have people alleged Marilyn Manson's out of a deal. It's all kind of interesting. New world we live in today.
Oh, yeah. And the allegations are that she conspired with other people to make these false allegations, including some of his former girlfriends.
That's right. And so it's gonna get ugly going forward. We'll follow this one to see how it works moving forward. But I'll tell you, if Wood's claims are true and Manson's aren't, he's in a boatload of trouble, and vice versa.
Right. What are you talking about? Oh, man, it sounds like the allegations back and forth, Amber Heard and Johnny Depp.
Absolutely.
Big fight going on. That kind of quieted down a little bit. You know, I know it's still going on, some of it, but...
I thought it's because you mediated their dispute.
I wish they would come out. Marilyn, if you have problems too, it's only get a half hour's free. But we'll be back after this, and we'll talk about Sarah Palin and Naya Riviera's drowning case. Very interesting and sad.
Now, this wouldn't be a publicity stunt to get publicity for that upcoming documentary. That would be a long stretch, wouldn't it? All right, we'll be back with more Radio Law Talk right after this. Don't go away.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Do you run a business and want to learn how you can get between $10,000 to $5 million in 60 seconds? We're Biz2Credit, a top-rated online financing provider to hundreds of thousands of America's business owners. If your business does at least $120,000 a year in gross sales, we can get you more money to run your business in as little as 72 hours. Our terms are simple. Repayment plans are flexible and based on your cash flow. Plus, the paperwork is minimal and the approval process is fast. So in the time you've listened to this commercial, you could have learned if you qualify to get up to $5 million in cash deposited to your business bank account in the next 2 to 3 days. Funding specialists are ready to take your call right now and get you the money you need fast. Call 800-559-5523. That's 800-559-5523. Again, 800-559-5523. Call now.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-352-3308. 800-352-3308. 800-352-3308. That's 800-352-3308.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky spoke with about 300 U.S. lawmakers. He told them he needs jets and military support in the war with Russia. A ceasefire, which was meant to give civilians a chance to escape Ukraine, has been violated by Russia. Reports are coming in that Russian shelling continues and citizens are being targeted. The State Department has reissued a travel advisory telling U.S. citizens not to go to Russia due to the war. The White House is considering more sanctions against Russia, where the economy is already in freefall. They're asking for $10 billion in emergency defense and humanitarian assistance for the country. Russia is cracking down on news media in their own country, including social media. They passed a law which criminalizes any information opposing the Kremlin's narrative on the war. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Radio Law Talk, Radio with Law Fred Talk Penny, with Todd Kuhnin, and Denise Dunn.
This is the best show ever. I mean at this time.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
I love hearing in the background Cal Hunter, our producer, laughing when the kitty bumps go off.
They're funny.
Let's just do a few more. Our people love that. I mean, do some of you we haven't done before. Go back and find a few that are just
okay,
the backup. Here's
my personal favorite right here.
Todd has a kitty.
And then
Todd has a kitty. What does Todd's cat say?
Those are kind of my favorites.
Those are good ones.
And then when Todd's not here.
Where's Todd?
And then when Cal loses, this is, I get this one.
You are a loser. You're a whiner.
You know, I love that.
Those are great.
Yeah. And then let's see, here's one.
You better listen to us.
That's a good one.
I think Brad's the best.
No, go to the one before that. You better listen
to us.
That's the one you got to play more often, Cal. You better listen to us.
Okay. I'll put that in the next break.
Put it in the next break. Okay. So, Sarah Palin. So, everyone, we've discussed that she lost her lawsuit against New York Times. And the issue was the judge threw out the case first before the jury had time to deliberate. They were deliberating, and the judge came out and said, you lose. I am, on the court's motion, going to say you lose the case, and she loses the case. And what happens is, apparently, now there's argument that there's a thing called push notifications. and push notifications pop up on your iPhones. And it tells you, hey, the latest on this or that, what's going on. And now the allegations are that these push notifications came to the jurors that said, you know, on the news came out that Palin loses, the judge ruled against her prior to the jury. And therefore, that was discriminatory, and the judge shouldn't have done that. And now these jurors were tainted because of the push notifications going to them on their phones saying the judge already decided to throw the case out. Now, here's a couple of issues or questions. So they're appealing on that. And what they've done is they've asked the courts for a new trial. And this is the defamation case against New York. The New York Times that she lost, and the jury and the judge both said she loses. But now she wants to do, they request the judge overseeing the case being disqualified. They want that judge kicked out. They want a new judge and the judge to review whether or not they get a new trial. And if that doesn't work, then they'll go to the appellate court and then the state Supreme Court. The federal court, right? I can't remember if this was federal. Federal court? I don't remember.
It was a U.S. district court judge.
Yes, okay. So it was federal court, so it'll go to the United States Supreme Court if they decide to take it. Now, the interesting thing about this is the following. So let's think about this. So let's assume that the jury did get the push notifications, and let's assume that the jury did see that, and let's assume that the jury did, in fact, get tainted because of that and found against Ms. Palin. Does that all that matter? Because the judge on his own accord, well, actually, can step in and say this case loses even without the jury. It's called a JNOV, judgment notwithstanding the verdict, right?
But he didn't do that. He actually announced it before the judgment,
or
before the verdict. But I think where his problem lies is why didn't he let it go to the jury and then do it by a JNOV, which is a judgment notwithstanding the verdict? He instead says it's my job as the judge to decide the law. And in this particular case, they did not meet the burden to show actual malice. And so whether or not that is law versus factual is kind of the question here, because showing actual malice requires facts to show that rise to the level of actual malice. And
exactly. If it's your job to decide the law, Judge, then you're the one that has to decide that the law requires proof of actual malice.
Exactly.
And it's the jury's job to determine whether or not that occurred. So for the judge to say, it's my job to determine the law, and then to say, your facts do not meet that standard, okay, you're now going beyond the purview of your job. You're now saying that you're deciding the facts and not just the law. And
it's kind of an interesting thing. Yeah. It's a putting the cart before the horse for sure, because he would have the power to do a judgment notwithstanding the verdict. That's very common, and it's not often utilized, but it's very common. So this is going to be fun. And there's another thing I wanted to say. This judge, you know, they're saying that he's biased and that he should, you know, not be on the case anymore. And if you remember, we talked about this like 3 or 4 weeks ago, that Sarah Palin got COVID. And when she informed the judge that she got COVID, or when the judge was informed that she has COVID, he said, of course, and she is not vaccinated. Ooh. That comment kind of, sounds like he might have a little bias.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, Fred, did you have a multiple-pronged analysis you were doing on this? Because you went through the one where the judge dismisses it beforehand, but the jury comes back, and they also found for the defense.
Well, my point is I think you guys raised what we're talking about, that's what I was going to talk about. But then Denise brought up the other issue about, of course you're not vaccinated. That sounds like this judge was saying stuff at least he should have not said.
But the question is, how did it come to the attorney's How did the information get to the attorneys that the jurors had received push notifications? And that is because of the judge. The judge issued an order dated February 16th where he said, look, after everything was done, this is the judge issuing an order to both sides. Several jurors volunteered to the clerk that prior to rendering of the jury verdict in this case, they had learned of the fact that this court's Rule 50 determination, the dismissal, had occurred, and they learned through it through push notifications on their phone. And then the judge goes forward and he says, now look, essentially to the attorneys, all of you knew that I was going to do a Rule 50 determination and that I was going to make that determination before the jury came back. And I also told you it was my intention to not only hear your arguments, but to rule on it before the jury came back, and none of you objected to that procedure. So I really don't see why that should affect what happened. The issue I have with it is this. So we've talked about how the judge said this is an issue of law, but then went on to make a factual determination about malice, right? Well, what if the jury had come back with a finding in Sarah Palin's favor, but then the judge dismisses the case because he had already made the decision to do it? Now, there is an appealable issue. Judge, did you exceed your authority by actually making a factual determination, not a legal determination, which is something I can take up on appeal? But now we've got jurors saying that they learned of your decision, and they're all, the jurors are all saying it had nothing to do with our determination for Ms. Palin. We just learned of it, but it didn't affect our deliberations, which is like telling the thirsty guy not to think about water. It has to have some sort of effect. That's what the defense is going to argue. But because of the procedure, it denied us the ability to have a potentially appealable issue. And that's why we need a new trial. So it'll be
and curious. That's why they told the judge they want you out. They want that judge out.
Yeah. And he invited the judge invited the parties to bring anything that they think is appropriate at this time. And so we're going to be seeing what's happening.
Yeah, they're doing a motion to kick the judge out and start having a new trial. They might have something there. But you know what? Like Todd and I and Denise were talking about during the break, some of these big, long trials, boy, there's bound to be something that someone did wrong or a mistake here and there that judge or a juror might have done or even counsel, right?
But Fred, this one seems I'm not one of you guys, don't want to be, but this one seems so obvious to me that the judge displayed some level of bias, jumping the horse, setting the barn on fire, and then saying, oh, well, I ruled that the barns burned down. I mean, I don't get it.
What I don't get is, too, and Denise brought this up, is JNOVs are after the verdict. Usually, why didn't he just wait? I mean,
if he had just waited, it would have been fine.
Right.
You know, because the juror found they didn't find actual malice.
And the jurors claimed that it didn't affect me would be perfected because there was no ruling.
Right. And judges do not want to take that from the jury. They want the jury to decide the issue unless legally it is wrong.
Interesting. We're going to see what another judge is going to say. And then if another judge doesn't agree with them, another federal judge, then it'll go up on appellate to the appellate court. And boy, oh boy, I don't know if it was just because we talk about it a lot, but there's a lot of stuff going up to the Supreme Court. When we come back, we're going to talk about Naya Riviera's drowning lawsuit and the death sentence of the Boston Marathon bomber. Again, we're going to talk about that. We'll be back.
There's much more Radio Law Talk coming up here as we head into our final segment, including quick takes, and you'll want to hear all of those as Radio Law Talk continues. Don't go away.
This is Radio Law Talk. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you asked for it.
and sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains, and she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Listening to Radio Law Talk.
Listening to Radio Law Talk.
You better listen to us.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
So Naya Riviera is the star of Glee, the TV show, and she died at age 33 in a lake in California. Called Lake Piru, P-I-R-U. And if you look at the lake, you can look it up, and it's not a very big lake, as in it's not a big lake, and its shores are pretty close together. It's not like some lakes are so huge it takes forever to get from one place to the other. Generally speaking, where her pontoon boat was, she apparently, her and her son, and I just spaced his age, but I'll get that in a second, were in the boat together, and as she got the boat, the testimony was that she was asked if she wanted life jackets. She said no, and her son went out to apparently swim in the lake. By the way, it was July, and in that area of Southern California, it's not cold, and so it would have been fairly warm, the lake.
Apparently the wind must have kicked up. I believe the wind kicked up. And she helped her son get up on the pontoon boat. Now this,
and he had a life jacket on.
Oh, did he? Good. Yes. Yeah. So she helped him get up on the life on the boat, and then apparently she drowned soon after that. He said he got up on the boat and he turned around, this little boy, and then saw her just go under. And I don't know what I don't understand. And this has nothing to do with liability, because there's liability issues here, and we're going to discuss that in a minute. But I don't understand this lake where maybe 50, 75 yards away was the shore, how she drowned. If she knew how to swim, my understanding is she knew how to swim. Get on your back, you paddle, you do what you can. I don't know if the wind was up against her. I don't know what happened, but I'm just a little shocked that she couldn't go and swim somewhere to save herself. I don't know.
Yeah, something apparently, I think it was water current too, because they had a hard time finding her body. It took them a long time, and they finally found her in the far northeast corner of the lake, which was not in the same vicinity of where the pontoon boat was, yeah, where her son was
what
found.
You do, just so you know, we're not giving advice here, so don't take this, but I know that I've done this. Sometimes you get caught in a little bit of current in a river, you just go with it, you know, you just kind to let it take you. Don't fight against it, right?
Yeah, sounds like she could have panicked.
Yeah, maybe there was a panic. I don't know, but the argument is, and the case did settle, by the way, and that's why there's not a disclosed amount of money for their child. But the issue was, should they have insisted on, you know, life jackets being on the boat, which I believe they're supposed to be on there no matter what. Due to the fact that I don't care if she says I don't want one or not, they're supposed to be sit on the boat. And the second thing is, you know, failure to warn is what their argument is, the plaintiff's argument about the currents, the debris. You know, you can get caught on debris. Maybe there's a branch underneath or something you can get caught on. But so that the case settles.
For some reason, I have it in my head that she went in the water to do something to help her son at that time, and then the boat drifted away from her, and she could not close that gap.
Yes, now I believe that. The boats do drift away. I've been in lakes, and you sit there, next thing you know, your boat's, you know, we jump in, but we jump in with our life jackets on, right? And then we'll float around the boat. When the boat's in the lake, next thing you know, the boat's floating away. That's not unusual.
Yeah.
That's normal.
And this was a pontoon boat, which,
right,
you know, makes it higher and more difficult to get up unless you're on the right part of the boat to get up on.
And we're not second guessing, but I'm thinking, okay, the pontoon boat is blowing away. And I got my son here. He's in a life jacket. He's okay. He's going to be okay. You know, we'll do something to, I don't know.
Just looking a little bit of research here, People Magazine had an article on it from a while ago where they, quoting an investigative report, said that Rivera actually had suffered from vertigo previous in her life that was exacerbated when she would get in water when it was cold. And so that may have played a role into it. She had been treated for that, and by all accounts, while she knew she had vertigo, had it under control with certain medications. Whether that played a role into it, it's speculative, but it was in the report as a possible reason why, when some people are like, you were 50 feet from shore, 50 yards from shore. Well, not if that condition reared its ugly head. It doesn't change the distance to shore, but it changes your ability to get out of it.
Well, no, I'm not saying it was 50 yards, but it wasn't. If you look at the lake, it's pretty close, the sides. It's not
it's
not like a super wide lake.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we don't know the amount of the settlement, but what we do know is that the allegations were that the agent for that rented her the boat, they did not follow proper protocol and did not give her proper warnings about the conditions on the lake, and they didn't force her to take the life jacket herself, which they should have just put it on the boat.
Well, forget the
it should have been on the boat.
No, it's supposed to be on the boat anyway.
It's a state law. I mean,
it's got to be on the boat.
Yes.
And so
there was a potential for liability.
Sounds like a case we talked about where the duck boats. Remember we're talking about those duck boats?
Oh, yes.
That was an issue we were talking about. You go back and type in duck boat on Radio Law Talk in our podcast, and you can hear that. But look, one way, no matter what the situation, sad situation, And not without getting into detail about my firm or what we do, we've got a case like this. Not with a drowning, but we're proper things followed on a lake and with boating and pontoons and tie downs, et cetera, and that's what we work on. So sad news, no matter what. These are sad times when something like that happens. Really quick, we're just really quick before we jump to quick takes. Let's talk the Boston Marathon bomber. What's the deal there, really quick?
So if you recall, after the trial, the jury found him guilty and death penalty was imposed, and then it was appealed. The appellate court vacated the death penalty, citing some alleged irregularities on the part of the judge during the trial and certain rulings. The Supreme Court ruled this last week in favor of the state reinstituting the death penalty. In this case, this was a suit that was appeal that was brought by the Trump administration, but then the Biden administration also agreed with the appeal. Anomalous issue, though, the Attorney General for the United States has now instituted a ban on the death penalty. So while the administration supported the appeal to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court now has reinstituted the death penalty, death penalties on cases in the federal level are not being carried out on executive order from the Attorney General. So it's not like he's subject to that. But look, that can change with any change in the presidency.
And that's no different with what California governor's doing.
Absolutely.
Now, I saw that Justice Clarence Thomas wrote the opinion. Was this an unanimous?
No, it was. It was a 6-3 ruling, and it was decided along conservative lines. The six conservative justices voted in favor of upholding the death penalty. The three liberal justices voted against.
Okay. Thank you very much for that information.
USFL. Those of you who don't remember the USFL, I sure do remember the USFL because I was in college at the time that was big, and I still remember I knew an individual by the name of Steve Young, a quarterback for the 49ers. And
yep.
He was one that was one of the big franchise USFL payments went to Steve Young, but we're going to talk about it next week because, Cal, I think we've got quick takes coming on.
I do, and USFL, by the way, stands for your football is lousy. Anyway, wasn't great quality of a game. But I know that there are quick takes, of which all of you have. Todd, may I start with you, please?
Sure. Going back to the first hour, and Cal, your quick case or no case about the Ten Commandments, I will just say this. You folks, you're going to learn a lot of stuff on Radio Law Talk. Accurate biblical chronology is not on
one
that
of
list.
Thank you for setting us straight. Denise, do you have a quick take for us?
I do. I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to say that Meghan Markle is going to file a motion to dismiss, and it's going to be granted because her perception of what her childhood was about has no way impact or could defame her sisters. Her older sister did not have any responsibility to raise Markle.
Fair enough. Fred, what is your quick
tragic news this week? First, it's letting milk duds in the jail. Then it's going to be what? What next? Juju fruits? Snickers? Then they're going to open the jails and let the murderers out. Well, we're not going to allow that. We'll be back next week. Thanks for joining us on Radio Law Talk.
Thank you very much for all of your quick takes and for your hard work today, team. And that's going to do it for us. We're grateful you listened. We couldn't do it without you. And thanks for being a part of Radio Law Talk.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.